Here are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and boss Steve Bruce has been speaking to the media ahead of Saturday's Premier League trip to Anfield to take on Liverpool, and he's provided a positive injury update on both Alan Saint-Maximin and Callum Wilson, who have been working their way back to full fitness over recent weeks. Bruce says both are okay to feature on Merseyside. The game, though, is likely to come too early for defender Fabian Schär, who has trained all week after recovering from his own injury layoff, while Bruce has also confirmed that goalkeeper Carl Darlow is set for a spell on the sidelines after undergoing a small operation on his knee. Bruce knows that Newcastle will have to get the balance right in both defence and attack if they are to take anything from Saturday's game, which of course will be against one of the teams that were involved in the breakaway European Super League during the week. And Bruce has also had his say on that, saying, "I was like everybody else, and thankfully the Big Six have taken a slapping. It was pretty obvious to everyone we weren't going to accept it, which was terrific." Finally, and Bruce has been commenting on the futures of some of his first team players at St James's Park, including Joe Linton, with Bruce admitting he wants to keep hold of the £40 million forward, but he has acknowledged the Brazilian must develop a selfish goal-scoring streak. Bruce has also confirmed that he wants to sign Lone Star Joe Willock on a permanent basis from Arsenal. That would reportedly cost the Magpies £20 million. While Bruce has also admitted that interest in Alan Saint-Maximin from other clubs is inevitable, but he is confident that because the winger has 5 years left on his contract, that Newcastle will be able to price any admirers out of a deal. That's all for now. We'll have more later.